to the Border Perspective audio podcast, broadcasting out of the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, hosted by Christian Salinas.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. I am Christian Salinas. Thank you for listening. The Fashion, Art, and Music event, also known as FAME, which we've been promoting on this podcast over the last few weeks, has come and gone. It was held this last Friday. If you don't know much about the event, you can listen to our previous podcast in which we explained what the event was hoping to be. And in this week's podcast, we can talk about what the event was. It was deemed a success, not only by the coordinators, but everybody who was present. Now, if you were there at FAME, you're well aware that a fashion show was a big part of the event. And a lot of us got to see it from one point of view, which is the point of view of the audience. But we thought we'd catch up with some of the coordinators, specifically Carlos Cabrera and Myra Chavez, to see if they could give us a description of what was going on behind the scenes of FAME and the fashion show.
Backstage of in the fashion show, inside the tent, was, in one word, chaotic.
There was a lot of running around, there was a lot of chaos, there was a lot of craziness backstage.
But at the same time, very, very fun. Chaotic in the sense that everybody was busy, everybody was doing something, everybody had someone to work on, at least for the makeup artist and the hairstylist. Everybody had something to work on. Everybody had something to do.
Everybody, like, cooperated. Everyone was doing something. If a model was done with their look and their hair and their makeup, then they would help out somebody else. They would hold up mirrors. They would, you know, help out with the hairstylist or help with the makeup, and that happened even during the fashion show, which took about 10 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes.
The models had to make sure, you know, they let themselves be worked on and just, you know, go with the flow of what we expected from them, which they all did superbly. We had it was smooth in that sense. We had no problems, you know, with anything, really. We had everything we needed back there in that tent.
You won't see it like when you see the video, or if you were there to witness the actual fashion show, you won't see like the little mistakes or anything. But backstage, we could see everything. We knew that sometimes we had to change the order of the models. Sometimes we were sure that a certain model was going to go second or third, but last minute we realized that we had to change it, or someone wasn't done getting ready. You know, last minute, one of the models failed to show up, so we had to improvise.
But we got what we needed done. We had what we needed to get done, and we did the best that we could. We had all of the clothes laid out. I mean, you're talking about lots and lots of clothes laid out everywhere, boxes of jewelry, a whole table full of makeup and hair products and stuff like that. And you're talking about, you know, people, models in line waiting to be worked on, you know, looking around, okay, what I need next, getting their outfits. At the same time, you know, you have two people working on one model alone.
When the models would go on stage, they were confident and they were ready to go. They had practiced their walking. But as soon as they would come back to the tent, they were like almost devastated. They had like a look that they couldn't believe that they had just walked out in front of 200 people, and they were kind of in shock. They were in shock of what had just happened. So they had to like kind of compose themselves, and we had to help them compose themselves.
Once that show actually started, that's when the real, you know, hectic stuff starts coming into play. As soon as the models would walk out and one would come in, it's like, okay, change. What's your next look? Okay, let's change up her jewelry, change up her outfit, where's her shoes, somebody get her belt, somebody get her dress, it's like that, running around everywhere. I mean, once the hairstylist and makeup artists were done, they were so nice and so willing to help us out, at least with working with the girls and getting their stuff when they need it for their second look in each of the shows.
There was the models were nervous. It was normal. It was their first time. They're all models. It was their first time doing it, but they did a great job and they had fun with it. And they really worked well with us and they took direction well and they were cooperative and that helped a lot.
It's just a lot of running around and getting things done, but it was fun.
Now, this was the first time that Carlos and Myra got together to organize an actual fashion show. So we thought we'd ask them if they could explain what they learned in the process of putting the show together.
Within the whole process, I learned that throwing a fashion show requires a lot of time, and I learned that it requires working with a good team. If you can have a good team, you're going to have a decent and a well thought of and a well-executed show. And that's exactly what we had with this show. You know, we had people who were willing to work, who we had a very, very good team, both hairstylists, both makeup artists, both, you know, him being the fashion director, assistant fashion director, and as well as myself. It was, I mean, we got it done. We got what we had. I mean, and Carlos deserves way much more credit than anything than I would. You know, he really got things going, and, you know, I give him props for that.
Well, I learned that you have to be organized. You have to have a plan. You have to have a backup plan when you set up an event like this. You can't do everything by yourself. You need to delegate responsibility. You need to trust other people. If everyone cooperates, then there's a better end product. There's a better end result. There's a better finished product. And I think that's what happened with our event. Everybody contributed in a major way, in different ways, and that helped a lot.
And I learned that hopefully with the next coming shows, one, we have more time, and two, we have more time to work with the models and to get them to know a little bit more. We can work something with, you know, to kind of bring out their personality maybe a little more within their fashion, through the fashion, you know, clothes and jewelry and hair and makeup, which we kind of did, but we didn't have enough time to really, you know, get to know who these models were. At least on my side, I didn't. But I think throughout the whole process, it's just, you know, organizing, knowing who you're working with, and being willing to do what it takes to make things at the end of the day get done.
Another thing that I learned is that you can't plan to wing something. You can't plan to you can't leave something to last minute. We'll see what happens, or let's see what happens, because things don't work out well that way. Every single detail has to be planned beforehand. You have to cross every T and dot every I. And if something comes up unexpectedly, which does happen, which will occur in an event like this, then you can figure something else out. Then you can improvise, but you can't plan to improvise. So that was important, and that's why it was so great having Myra Chavez on the team, because she's super organized, and I'm not necessarily a very organized person. So having her on the team helped me with that. I learned a lot from her, because then I knew that we had to have an order. Like, as far as the models, we had to have a list of who was going to go first, who was going to go second, what were each model going to wear, what were their four looks, their four outfits, what were the jewelry that each person was going to have, what makeup was each person going to have, what was their hairdo, you know, what was their nails, like everything, you know, everything was basically taken care of beforehand, you know, like weeks before, and that helps things run smoother.
With all the hard work and dedication that went into the planning process for Fame, we asked Carlos and Myra if they could tell us a little bit about how they felt about the overall outcome of the event.
I think, you know, the show was good. The show was great. It was a success. It was exactly what I expected it to be. And hopefully in the future, you know, it'll be even more.
The fashion show exceeded my expectations. the models were great. The style, the outfits were like incredible. The jewelry was amazing. Everything turned out really like beautiful, and I'm really like proud of the way everything turned out.
Now, we were also able to catch up with the man who came up with the concept for Fame. I'm speaking, of course, of our good friend, Miguel Angel, and asked him if the show met the expectations that he had from the very beginning.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miguel Angel, and the short answer to that question will be yes. Yes, it did. I saw a lot of friends from different parts of the valley, and the park itself, it looks amazing with all the lights, the tents, and the people getting together to create this event. Actually, a bunch of carts from the neighbors around the area stopped by to ask what was going on in the park. So that was something interesting, and I don't know, it just felt good that we were doing something different in that park. And so, yeah, the answer will be yes, it did. It fit my expectation.
Now, we also asked Miguel the obvious question that everybody seems to be asking. Will there be another Fame event?
Yes. We don't know the place yet. We don't know the date for sure yet. We're thinking something around October will be nice, and hopefully we can get a new place. And we're asking you guys to send message through Facebook or text message. You guys know our number, so you can send us a message with your opinions, your ideas. What we can do better for Fame to make it bigger, better, because this event is for you guys. So we're going to be waiting for your opinions and ideas for the next Fame.
And we'll go ahead and conclude this podcast with some closing statements from Carlos Cabrera, Myra Chavez, and Miguel Angel Vargas, of course, the coordinators of the event. I did just want to say, on behalf of Border Perspective Studios, we do want to thank everybody who helped with the event, everybody who participated in the event, everybody who supported the event. We want to thank the city of McAllen for working with us. As we mentioned before, events like this, events like Fame, are an excellent example of the amazing things that we can accomplish when we all work together.
We couldn't have pulled off this show without the help of the hairstylist, Lala, Gloria is her name. She was the head hairstylist. She really put a lot of the looks together. She really didn't leave the tent once. Her assistant, Alyssa Garza, helped out a lot on hair. Karina Chapa, Marisol Cabrera, Melissa Gonzalez, they were awesome with the makeup.
Well, thanks very much deservingly go to Miguel for creating the idea, and to Carlos for helping to execute it superbly. And onto all the models who made an effort to really be at all the meetings, all the practices, all the photo shoots, to work with us and to allow us to work with them on the show and to put our ideas, you know, from paper to onto them, you know, as far as clothes and makeup and jewelry and everything. I think a shout out. Credit and great thanks goes to the city of McAllen for letting us use the facilities, to the hairstylist and the makeup artist who, you know, made an effort to be there and to work on these girls and to work with what we had, and to the audience who showed up, to the people who showed up. Thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that went to Fame. It was an excellent experience to see a lot of friends and to see families supporting the models and vendors. It was pretty good. And we invite you guys to go to the next one. If you like this fame, I think you're going to love the next one, because we're going to be working twice as hard for the next one to improve, to get better, bigger. So hopefully we see you in the next one.
Thank you for downloading the Border Perspective audio podcast. You can find archives of past episodes, more information about all our guests, and our most recent contact information on our website, www.bpscast.com. Produced by Border Perspective Studios, an independent digital media company.